Okay, so we're we're kind of doing a related topic, but separate. So we're in the Torah on the Kuf Lamed Tes in Or HaChaim. Did you find that?
Yeah. Okay.
So it's kind of in the middle, but it says like this: it's talking about Berachas Torah, the brachos that you make before and after a laning, right? And it says Ve'af Al Pi Shekvar Birech Al Torah BaBoker. Even though you already made the Berachas Torah in the morning, you make Asher Bachar Banu again, even though it's the same bracha you made it earlier in the morning, right? For all day, for your learning throughout the day, right? Any learning you do is covered by that original bracha. So he says, even though you made it, still you make it again. And it's not a bracha vatala. Because it's set up for Kavod HaTorah when you read it B'tzibor. So that's what we said yesterday, right? I said Kavod HaTorah, and I thought it was a Torah, but I thought I saw it in the Torah, and then I couldn't find it in the Torah, so I don't know. But this is the Torah. So he says, it's set up because of Kavod HaTorah. So it's not set up just like for your involvement in the mitzvah. Like the Zerbein Tam says, it's not for the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Like the Zerbein Tam, I just saw it today, there's a Tosafot in the Megillah, in Rosh Hashanah. Says he wants to prove it's a whole question whether women make a bracha on a mitzvah Shema Grama or not. So he wanted to prove, someone wanted to prove that they do, because you see, there's a thing that says that even a woman can get an aliyah. I can't even hold that way, but this thing, even a woman can get, even katan, even a woman. So he says, what do you mean? How can a woman make a bracha on Berachas Torah? She's not chayiv in Talmud Torah. You see, even though she's not chayiv, she can still make a bracha. So the Rebbeinu Tam says, no, it's no proof, because it's not a Berachas Torah. It's not a Berachas Mitzvah. He says, I think he said, because you already made the bracha, the Beis Yosef brings down. He says, you already made the bracha of Birchas HaMitzvah, the bracha on what's called the Yorei Meid. Right, you already made Birchas HaTorah in the morning, but it's not because of that. Oh, and I think he proves it. He says, for instance, you see the Kohen, let's say there's no Levi. So the Kohen gets two aliyahs in a row. So he says the same bracha before and after. So you see, it's not for the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. He just did that. So apparently, it's like part of the halah, the institution of Kriyas HaTorah, is that it has a bracha of Lufanei Lachra'ah, which is Kavod HaTorah. I mean, the Torah, Ben Tam doesn't say Kavod HaTorah, but that's what the Torah says. It's just like the chashivas of the Torah is that whenever we're involved in it, we give shavach on it. So the activity of the Kriya B'tzibor itself is mechayev in the shavach Lufanei Lachra'ah. So it doesn't matter. In the morning, it's for the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. That's the bracha in the morning. Masak the Resora and Shabbat or whatever, but it's all for the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But this is not. This is for the institution, the Maisa of Talmud Torah, which each time you do it, it's a new activity. It's a Maisa of Kriyas Sibor, which is Kavod HaTorah, that it's surrounded by brachos. Right. It's like the morning one is like for the Gavras Isaskas in Talmud Torah. You know, you make a bracha in the morning, Asak Dere Torah, so you're Osek all day long. But this isn't for your Saskas Nam Torah, this is for the institution, the Maisa of Kriyas Torah. It's surrounded by brachos, so on both sides. So the same way, each time the activity is begun, so you have a new bracha before and after. Even if it's the same guy, it doesn't matter. Okay, fine. So that's no big deal. But here's where it gets interesting. I mean, it's a big deal, but it's kind of based on what we said yesterday, I guess that's what Randy pointed out. We pointed out yesterday, it works out well. But now here's where it gets interesting. Okay, the Kasav Achi Harav Yechiel Zal. So my brother Rav Yechiel wrote, "V'im Icher Adam Lava LeBeis Haknesses Ad Kriyas HaTorah." If someone comes late to shul until Kriyas HaTorah, "V'hischol BeBrachos," and he starts saying brachos, "U'keshemesayim Berachas HaTorah Kodem SheHischol Parashas HaKarbanos Karu BeTorah." So if he finishes Birchas HaTorah before he says any karbanos, he doesn't say anything else, right? But then it's tapakti. In this case, it was masupak. Im yeshal levarach asher b'chor banu. Do you say asher b'chor banu? In them are she'ein l'chalik. Do you say that you don't differentiate? Hold the tignu bracha zol kriyas b'tzibor. Since this bracha is set up on kriyas b'tzibor, yeshal levarach, you make the bracha av bishik var birech. Even though you just did make the bracha, you just said it to yourself. Oh, Neamar Vada, Yachas Mehem Levatala. Or you'll say, definitely one of them is Levatala. Deich Yivorach Bracha Achas Pamayim, Deachas Abli, Yavsik in time. How could you say two brachos back to back, one after another? Same exact bracha, back to back, without any Yavsik in between them. V'chein early, and this is what seemed to me. Amnam sha'alti es pi of the Adon Yerushal. I asked my father the Rosh. The Amar li yeshal avarich. He told me, no, you should make the bracha. Ki lo chilku chachamim. Because the chacham differentiate. Okay. There's a difference between every Kriyas Torah always has bracha beforehand. Whether there's no difference in this Kriyas Torah and any other Kriyas Torah, you always have bracha before Kriyas Torah.
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess the question is, what's the suffix? Alright, what's the suffix? What are the two sides? Okay. What's the other, like, what's the choices here? Let me just ask you guys practically. So what are the choices? So either you say that you make a new bracha, or what?
Or that one, the last one covered it, or you don't make
a second bracha. The last one covered it. But the last one you said to yourself, right? I mean, how's that going to work? Right? I mean, does that work? I mean, you could just say the bracha to yourself. I mean, isn't it a bracha for the tzibor, for a kriya with tzibor? So, I mean, there's the Beis Yosef brings down, the Maharai, Maharia, says that you see from here that apparently even though you're supposed to say B'kol Ram, it's not Ma'akev. Right? But it's hard to say that. I mean, I know he says it. He deduced from Rav Nechiel. I mean, it's a Chiddush. Deduced that it's not Ma'akev to say B'kol Ram. To say it out loud. But I mean, it's hard to say that. I mean, isn't that hard to say that the Berachos of Torah, which are the brachos for laning, which is an activity of the tzibor, you could just say privately, you know, to yourself? And it seems hard to believe that works. I mean, you just could do that. And you weren't even saying it for that. You were just saying it because you were involved in, you know, you're giving your own brachos of Torah. Now what? Are you going to get up there and they're going to call you up and you're just going to start the laning? You're going to start the laning? I mean, it's. But on the other hand, what then is this question? Right? I mean, you can't not have the bracha. You say you can't do it. Okay, that's true. Maybe you'll say you just can't do it. So then what should you do? Okay, good. So you're right. I mean, I think you're right. I mean, I don't see why you have to say. I mean, Murray says that you see it works. I don't know if necessarily he's saying it doesn't work. I mean, he still has to explain it. But he could say maybe he's, look, call another guy or wait a few minutes. I don't know, let him do something else, let him be mafsek or something. And then make another, that's going to be brachshin on the shirt, I guess. I don't know. It could be just saying, but the question is the why. I mean, if you're telling me, why can't he get the aliyah? In other words, if it doesn't work, see, this is really the problem. If you tell me it doesn't work, it does not work. If you tell me that that's the bracha on, for instance, even according to Rabbi Yechiel, if you said it in shul, when you got to shul, you say Brachas Torah. Then 20 minutes later, when you get your aliyah, you say the bracha. So what's this problem? So obviously, how are you going to explain that? Obviously, the two different brachas. One's a bracha on the learning Torah, on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and the other one's on laning. So now, okay, so now who cares if they're back-to-back? Whatever, they're two different brachas. So why is that? Well, what's this question, even? Right, why is that a question? So you're saying they're back to back. But there's two different brachas. Right? Like, but what's the suffix? What was the whole suffix in the first place? Okay, so I'm thinking like the beginning of what I'm thinking is similar to what Matt was saying, but then I diverge a little bit. Is that really like Matt noticed is that the two brachas here are exactly the same bracha. And that's what the Torah is based on. You're saying Asher Baruch Hu, right? The exact same bracha he's saying twice. Now, but one of the time it's functioning for one thing, the other time it's functioning for the other. One's functioning as part of your morning brachas Torah, the other one's functioning for Kriyas Torah. So therefore, intrinsically, you'd say there's not, this is fine. So you're saying there was a problem. First one is for brachas for my personal mitzvah, and I did that, and I filled that. Now I'm about to lay, and I'll do that. It's a different thing. One's out to myself, one's out loud. I mean, the two different things. So intrinsically, what's wrong? But So the thing is like this, is that you have to see a bracha is not just an ordinary halachic activity. Like a bracha is like a halachic activity. It's a matir, it's a whatever. It's a chiv of a bracha. But a bracha is also, like even before the chiv bracha, a bracha is shevach. It's like it's a human activity of praise, giving praise to God. Right? And it's just an activity of praise. Right? Even without a chiv to give praise, there's a phenomenon of expressing shevach, Hashem. So in the framework of Shevach, if you just forget Halacha for a second, and you forget the Chiyuvei Brachos for a second, and you just think in terms of what the human being is involved in here, he's saying the exact same Shevach two times in a row. Okay? And there's something ridiculous about that. What are you doing? What, the first time wasn't good? In terms of like as an activity, as a human activity of giving praise, that's what Rechiel is bothered by. It's like, how could you be, and that's what he's not sure about, but how could you give the same praise two times in a row? Is that possible? That's what he's not sure. Do you say that, look, the Shevach is a halachic activity? It's true, it's Shevach, but the Shevach is a halachic activity. One's identity is Berach HaTorah, the other one is Berach HaKriyas HaTorah, and since that's the case, there's no problem. They're two different activities. Right? Or do you say that even though it has a halachic, the Shevach has a halachic status, as one is bracha of this, one is bracha of that, bottom line is that at core, the activity is a bracha of Shevach, as an activity of Shevach, and as an activity of Shevach, it doesn't make any sense. So that's what Rabbi Chil was mesupak. He wasn't sure if that's a problem. It's a good kind of a suffix. And it's a good kind of suffix that you want to ask an authority, how exactly are you going to resolve it, you know? So that's why he asked the Rosh. Like, he wasn't sure, but he was leaning on the fact that's a problem, you know? But the Rosh said, no, that's not a problem. Doesn't matter. I mean, that's like kind of, it's kind of based on like a shikla das and a halachic sense. Exactly how you, the Rosh didn't really give any, insight of any proofs or anything. He just answered and it's okay. There's no difference. As he said, there's no problem. But it could be, and that's why it could be, I think I agree with Matt, is that it doesn't, the Havamina isn't that your bracha, which you made privately, is going to work for Berachas Torah. Because how could that work for Berachas Torah? Berachas Torah is there's a form, it's a Kol Ram. It's out loud, the Tzibor answers. I mean, there's a whole for the Berachas Torah. It's a public thing for a Kriyas Torah. But his Havina is that, I don't know what to do. But you can't do that. You can't just say that. If he says, Vaday, one of them is about Talah, he's saying the same prayers two times. So as if you don't believe in the things he's saying it. It's like, it's repeating what you say. That's not the way to get praise. So what should he do? I don't know. Call someone else up, cause a delay, say something else in the meantime. I don't know. Work something out. But you can't do that. That was the Rechiel's question. Is that okay? I understand why you want to do that and why halachically it makes good sense. But at the same time, he didn't know if that's legitimate. If the underlying reality of Shevach will prevent you from doing that or not. And that's what the Rosh is saying. It doesn't matter. But of course, there was no suffix. If you make Berachas Torah in the morning, then later in the day, it's fine. Just give me a second. It's almost like. Do you look at like Shevach as an action of praise of God, which is mandated by halacha, or do you look at it as like a halachic activity? If you look at it as an action of praise of God, which is mandated by halacha, then an action of praise of God, you give an action of praise of God two times in a row. It's ridiculous. But if you look at it as like a halachic activity, so then they're not the same halachic activity. They're two totally different halachic activities. It happens to be they're both using the same words or whatever, but they're two different halachic activities. It's like how is Shevach understood halacha? It's like, does halacha like give it a whole new identity that it's defined as like halachic action and therefore it doesn't matter? Or you say, no, that its core, it's what it is praising God. So if in praising God it doesn't make any sense, then the halachic activity can't undermine what the underlying reality of the activity is. And if it's a problem in that, so you can't do it. I mean, I think it's a good type of question that you would, if you'd ever had this question, it's like one of those questions you could say, oh, that's a good question. I don't know. I'm going to ask that. And you got to find, that's what they did, is he wasn't sure, and they both knew they weren't sure, and they don't know how to resolve it, and they asked the Rosh. It was the authority, and he's basically saying, it's not a problem. Okay, so maybe I was going to do something else, which In this siman, I mean, I don't know if you looked at it, but there's something else in the siman, which maybe we'll come back to, but I just want to start off with it, is that they bring down, I forgot, I think probably Shulchan Aruch brings it down, but he says in the, he quotes the name of the Baal HaManeg again, that when you read the Torah and you make the bracha, you should hold it in your hands. You should hold the Torah, right? Everyone does that. While you make the bracha, you hold the Torah, right? We do that, that's the Manag. Right? And he learns it from the Gemara in Sukkah, which is Anshe Yerushalayim used to walk around holding their lulav, but they'd put it down time of, for Kriyas Torah. So he says, oh, apparently you have to put it down. Why they put it down? They put it down so they could hold the Torah. So it's not the best raya. I mean, you could say put it down because they want to open the Torah or whatever. It's not 100% raya, but that's what he says. It's a smach for the menach. He's not saying it's a raya, but it's a smach. So you could smach that they used to do that. Yep. Okay. Yeah. So I don't know. I'm kind of going with that. I didn't see this in the Rambam. I don't think there's a halach like this in the Rambam. This minhag. Okay. But I'm just wondering, like, what's the idea of the minhag? Why do you hold it while you make the bracha? Who needs to hold it? Okay. So just keep that in the back of your mind. So let's look at this. There's a tshuva of the Rambam. They asked the Rambam. Again, I guess I'll read it. Did you guys look at it? Did anyone look at it? You have it. Okay, so it's Shuvat, it's in Shuvos HaRambam, in one of the versions, it's Shuvat HaZvav. Okay? So basically, I mean, they asked the Rambam, Sholim al-Dvar Kriyas Torah, main Sefer Torah, Ma'a Shikar, B'chumshin, B'tzibor, B'yachav Ne'achra. So if you know the Sefer Torah, could you read with the Chumshin? Chumshin is like a one volume, like a Bereshus, or whatever. It's a scroll that has Bereshus. Could you do that and make brachas on it, if you don't have a Torah? Oh, you know, in a Kriya Kalikor, just don't lay it all together. The chaim sefer Torah shein osa kelchso b'sfarim shel klav shein vadei psulim imot levarik hakorei osa levarik. Or if you have a puzzle Torah, it's not made properly, it's on the wrong type of parchment. So could you delay it and make brachos of Torah? Or you say, forget about it, you're not allowed, can't make brachos. So what do you do if you have a puzzle Torah? I mean, this is a halacha. Let's say you have a puzzle sefer Torah, right? So he says, tshuva mot levarik lam. Ein bracha. He says you're allowed to. Ramal, you're allowed to. He says ein bracha al kriya but sefer. The bracha is not on the reading from the book. Kamoa bracha on tias ulov, like bracha on taking a lulav yeshiva sukkah. Shemay sepsula lulav pasul, a bracha vatala, right? If the lulav is bad or the sukkah is pasul, it's the bracha vatala. There's no, you know, the object. He says, shamitzvah, hi ha netilas ha lulav, yeshiva ha sukkah, shalom vach. You're making the bracha on the lulav, on the sukkah. If you're psulim, v'los ha mitzvah, v'los ha mitzvah. If you're pasul, you didn't do anything. Avu b'kriyas ha Torah, mitzvah ha kriya. The mitzvah is the reading, the reciting, maybe I should say. Bein shekar b'sefer kasher, bein shekar b'sefer posel. Right, you're reading the words of Torah Shavasav, whether it's in a good Torah or it's a bad Torah. Either way, it's the words of Torah Shavasav. Afil kara al peh, even if you read it by heart. Atzma shel akri, hi ha mitzvah. It's the reading, the reciting itself, which is the mitzvah. Shalem, anu mbarkle, we'll make the bracha on that. Halo tira shem kara b'shachar, kodm shispa'al mishno, talmud, o medrash, mevarech achar kach. So he says, friends, Berachas HaTorah in the morning, you make Berachas HaTorah, and then you could just be saying words, or you could be Doresh, you could be saying like the Torah Baal Peh, Halamata Shagia B'Torah Yamitzah Shalom Varech, it's the involvement of the person in the Torah. Like Berachas HaTorah in the morning, there's no text or anything. So here too, this is on laning, but still, it's the involvement of the person. So here it's involvement in the reading of Torah Shabbat Sa'at, but it's on the involvement in the Torah, and it doesn't matter if there's a kasha Torah. And zeh hefresh lo yigishu barov chachmei mizrach. This is a difference that most of the chachmei didn't notice. V'damo shem varach kor v'sefer pasul shibrach latala. They thought it's brach latala. V'rayel dvarein uachal me'adam rein enkor mechum shem ekovet atzibor. He says, the Gemara says, you're not allowed to lane from a chumshin because it's not kovet atzibor. To use this one volume thing. It's not kovet atzibor to use it. Rather, you should use a proper Torah. What do you mean it's not kovet atzibor? You can't do it because it's pasul and it's brachal vatalos. Right? So it's not kovet atzibor. The fact that it's saying it's not because kovet atzibor indicates to you intrinsically it's fine. And that's what he goes on. Okay? So he says, not because it's brachal vatalos. And therefore he says, even though you have the bad cloth or whatever, it doesn't matter and it's fine and everyone does this and there's no problem. Okay, they all understand that the bracha is not tied in with the sefer. If it's kosher, it's possible, it doesn't make any difference. But anyways, you still have a good sefer Torah. I mean, of course, achili should use a good Torah, but if you can't do it, you still make a bracha, and there's no problem. Okay? And there's no problem. Okay, so this is what Ram holds. This is what Ram holds. But most Rishonim don't hold this way. Okay, I think maybe the Mordechai does. But I mean, it's brought down. I mean, it's Kuflam Gemal. I'm going through a little bit. And Simon Kuflam Gemal, they go into it. There's a Torah, they still say the Bechad Shulchan Aruch. I mean, it comes up if you find a mistake in the Torah. Right? If you find a mistake in the Torah in the middle of the laning, let's say. So could you finish, could you make the Bracha Achrona on that Torah or whatever? So I think the Ramah holds, you could. You do. You just, if you could stop right there, then you just make the Bracha Achrona right there. So how? You make a Bracha on Pasul Torah. So, the reason is because we rely on the Rambam, but the Eved, or you don't have to start the laning again, because we rely on the Rambam, but the Eved. The Chile, you shouldn't do it, but the Eved. Fine. But so the machlok is whether or not it's you could read from a Sefer Torah, whether or not you could read from a Sefer Torah apostle, whether you could read by heart. Okay? In fact, that's what they say. The question comes up. This is an aside point, but it's very interesting. Is they say that nowadays we're not in the Bakiyim and Chaseras and Yiseras. We don't know where the Yuds and the Vavs, I mean, certain things that we don't know, like whether they're supposed to be a Vav or not, because the sound O could be made with a Vav or without a Vav. Or sometimes a Yud could be missing or not missing. And it says we don't know anymore the exact Masorah, so we don't have it proper. Definitely we don't. With all probability, we don't have it exactly the way it should be. The problem is that if you have one letter off, then the whole Torah is possible. So if you're missing a Vav, and it's supposed to be a Vav, the Sefer Torah is possible. So it turns out it's a good chance the Sefer Torah is possible. So that's why some say that's why we don't write the Sefer Torahs nowadays. We don't do the Mitzvot Talmud because of Sefer Torah. Because even according, some say Yotze with buying Sfarim. But some say, look, even what are we going to do? It's too many Sfeikas, you're not going to be able to do it. I think we need Shagas Aryeis or something like that. What are you going to do? How are we going to do it? You can't do the mitzvah. There's a million shittas. You can't throw a million Torahs. So right? So the question is, fine, so if you say that, so how do you land from the Torah? How do you make Brachas Torah? So I think, Rebbe said this, but I think he said it was a Shagas Aryeh. But he says is that really it's a Sfeik Sveika. Because it's double Sfeik. Because it's a Sfeik, maybe our Torah is good, maybe our Torah is not good. And even if our Torah is not good, the Rambam holds you allowed to make Brachas on the Sefer Torah Psula. So that's a principle, is that if you have a double suffix, you can make a bracha. Double suffix is like, you could rely on it. So if it was just the Rambam, we don't just rely on the Rambam straight away. If you don't have a Sefer Torah, we don't land. Just about that. Because it's just the Rambam, but everyone else, you don't make a bracha, it's suffix brachas. But it's a sveik sveika here, so sveik sveika, you could rely on it. Because maybe the Torah is kosher, and even if it's not kosher, you have the Rambam to rely on. Yeah, right. That's the fun suffix, right? Exactly. That's why I think maybe also they say is like, I think maybe one time I said something also, if the letters of the ksav, if you have Torahs that have bad ksav or something, maybe like it's a question whether the Ari ksav is kosher or not, if they have different ksav, you know? Some Torahs have the Arizal ksav. So it's a question whether they're kosher or not. So I think I asked Rabbi once, Rabbi holds you can make a bracha on it, because the suffix whether the ksav is good. And even if it's not good, the Rambam holds you bracha on it anyways. So well past. So this has an afkaminos. So it comes up a lot. But the question is, what's the svar? What's the svar for the machalakas? I mean, it's the basic svar. I mean, I'm not really, really in this again here, but I mean, I thought about it a little bit. So then it was, what's the svar? Could we give a svar for what the machalakas is, whether or not you could make the, whether you could read the Torah about that or not? Yeah, okay. So I think what Randy's saying is good. The question is what's the mitzvah of the Kriyas Torah? I mean, again, it's possible you go further. You know, I mean, you really have to, but let's just say last far. Okay, the question is, what's the mitzvah of the Torah, of Kriyas Torah? According to the Rambam, there's a phenomenon of Torah Shebichtav, and the mitzvah is to be involved in reading or reciting Torah Shebichtav. That's the mitzvah of Kriyas Torah, that the mitzvah is for it's like a kind of a limud. Is that so every three days you have to be involved in a limud of Torah Shebichtav or a kriya of Torah Shebichtav? So it's the divrei Torah. There's the divrei Torah Shebichtav. God forged the Torah Shebichtav. There are words which God put into a sefer. But the idea is the mitzvah is for the tzibur to be involved in the divrei, actualize the divrei Torah Shebichtav. Okay, but it's involvement in the words. Whereas the others learn, that's the Rama. So you don't need the book. I mean, it's nice to have the book. The book is, the Torah Shebichtav is from the book, but even without the book, you can still be involved in that. I mean, it's a good question why the Rambam Zachili should have it. But the others learn that the mitzvah is there's an entity of a Sefer Torah. Like we talked yesterday, Sefer Torah is like an Eidos. And the mitzvah is, the Kriyas HaTorah is like the realization of the Chafta Shel Sefer Torah. It's a Sefer Torah, it has the Divrei Torah in it, and it's Nitan Likaros, the Sefer Torah is there to be read and to be learned from, and the mitzvah is to you're actualizing the Sefer Torah when you read from it. It's like a Kriya, but that's what the Rambam is saying, it's not true, it's nothing to do with that, just the involvement to the involvement of the Gavra, like Yaga, to be involved in the learning. But they learn that it's really an entity like this. The Sefer Torah is an entity of Chochma and the Halacha of Divrei Torah, of Divrei Dvar Hashem, and the mitzvah is to actualize that entity through being Koreba. And if it's not the entity, then you're not doing it. So it's not just a matter of involving yourself in certain type of a limud, but it's the realization of the Chavta Shel Sefer. And it could be, if you learn that's the minhag of holding putting your hand on the Torah when you land. You know what I mean? When you make the brachos. Because the brachos are, it's not just on the Divrei Torah, but it's on the Chafta Shel Sefer. So therefore, since the activity isn't just an Amira, but it's a realization of a Ksav, of a Chafta Shel Sefer, so when you make the bracha, you should be holding the entity. Because that's the activity, the mitzvah, that's the Chafta Shel Mitzvah, so to speak, you know? That's like when you hold the lulav, you don't put your hand on it, or that's like in general, when you do it, when you make a bracha, you should have the entity which it's on in hand. So if you learn that the mitzvah really is a realization of a chavtza shel sefer, so then when you make the bracha, you should be related to that chavtza. But if you learn that it could be the Ram wouldn't have it, because if you learn that it's just a mitzvah is the gavra to be involved in the divrei Torah, the Zohar Hashem, then it doesn't even have to be in a chavtza in front of you. In theory, it could even be balpa. So then it could be that there's be no idea of putting a hand on the Torah. I mean, I don't know if he'd be against it, but it could be that's why he I don't think he has it. Yeah. Question? Something I forgot to mention yesterday, but it's just related to this also. But remember yesterday we were explaining the Rambam, or according to everyone, the idea is the Kriyas Torah is like an Eidos, right? The Chafta Shel Torah is an Eidos, and. And that's why we said is you can't misrepresent it, and you have to there's the idea of Torah Tamima, Kula Tamima. You can't misrepresent the Torah, so that's why in the Kriyas Torah you can't do it in a way which favors one part over the other part. So I was just wondering, remember that question we had a few days ago, the Machlokas, whether or not if you correct every single mistake, and we weren't sure whether or not the Ram holds you do correct every mistake, as the Malamonic says you don't embarrass the guy. So we said, why is Ram not worried about embarrassing him? So we said there's two ways to go. One way is to say that he's not, for some reason, not worried about embarrassing, which is the way we went. The other way we went is to say the Ram holds it's really the Ma'akev, that every single letter is Ma'akev. The Balmanic says, look, as long as you have the ideas, the meaning of the thing, it's still good. The Kriyishma is like that. But maybe the Ram holds is no, every single letter is Ma'akev. And we weren't sure in the text of the Ram, but we said it's a Chiddush to say that, you know. But maybe with this idea of Eidos, you could explain that. Okay, as you could say is that since the Chafta Shel Torah is an Eidos, this is the Dvar Hashem, and the Dvar Hashem is exact, every single letter, like in the Ram and the Gimli Karim, I mean, every single letter is exactly Hashem. It's nothing at all from Moshe, it's exactly, this is what God gave us. So therefore, it could be old, is that the Kriya of the Torah is, if you say Kriya's Torah is like in a realization of the Eidos of the Torah, proclaiming the Eidos, this is the Dvar Hashem. So if any single thing is off, then it's lacking in the Eidos. You know, I mean, it's not just the Kriya of conveying the concepts, but it's of the ideas of the Dvar Hashem, and Dvar Hashem, every single letter is 100%. So it could be he holds is that even if it means the same thing, it means the same thing is good in the framework of Limud. But in the framework of an Eidos, you say Eidos is this is the entity of Hashem, and once it's off a little bit, that's not the Eidos anymore. So it could be you could learn that. I mean, I still like the other way better. What I'm saying is once you have this idea of Eidos, it could be if you'd say the Ram holds that it's Likuva, it could be that would be the framework which he holds as Likuva. Because the Din Eidos Shabbat demands that everything is perfect. Whereas Kriyishma is not a din of Eidos. Kriyishma is just an idea of the Gavra's Kabbalah's and Shemaim. He's involved in ideas. So even if he doesn't pronounce every word right, he's still involved. He's still doing it. You know, whereas you could argue the Baal Manik doesn't learn that. He holds that it's essentially its involvement in the Talmud Torah, in the idea, in the Lima of the Torah. And as long as it means the same thing, it's still fine. Yeah. No. No, it's still not Eidus in the Chafza. I don't think it's contradictory. Because the Eidus is in the Divrei Torah. So it's the words. These words are exactly the words which God put into the Ksav. It doesn't necessarily have anything to do with whether or not the laning is the realization of the Chafza or just the realization of the Dvarim. The Dvarim Shavu Torah Shavu Ksav. The words. So the word, it's a different question. I'm not saying they're the same question. I just remember. I'm going back. I mean, I'm out of order. I'm just mentioning that now because I remembered it. But it's not really related to the question about the chafza, you know, whether it could be Baal Peh or not.